Today is Monday, October 28th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National First Responders Day. It's also National Internal Medicine Day. And finally, it's National Chocolate Day. So happy National Chocolate Day. So I had a pretty eventful weekend. We recorded the mix on Friday night. And I also had some things I wanted to do, like I wanted to wash the towels, and I really wanted to wash the sheets. They're blankets that we put on the couch that I wanted to wash and dry, and I had to leave early in the morning on Saturday to go to my haircut. So I ended up starting a load of laundry before we started the gay mix, and then we started recording, which Mark says later when he's home now. And he says, "Did you do laundry Friday night?" And I was like, "Yeah, how do you know?" And he's like, "Well, our app." And I forget our Samsung. Is it Samsung? No. I can't remember the brand. I think they are Samsung. But anyway, our products, there's an app. And when we moved in, it was our dishwashing machine, our dishwasher, and our oven. And we bought a washer and a dryer that also were from this same company. Why do I not remember? I think it is Samsung. I'm trying to look on the app. It doesn't have their brand name on the app. Let's see, Samsung Smart HQ. I'm just looking here. Smart HQ, effortlessly control and monitor your smart appliances from GE. It is not Samsung, it's GE. It's GE. We bring good things to light, or life. Do you guys remember? GE, we bring good things to light. Or life, I don't know. Let's see if they... No, I don't want to have to edit that in. I'm not going to play anything because then I'll have to remember to bring in that track. But there was a GE song that used to play on the commercials on the TV. So anyway, he knew that I had done laundry, but I started one and then we recorded. And I had to, when we ended, and our episodes are an hour and a half or more, and Daniel, it seemed like he wanted to go for longer than an hour and a half, but I had a haircut the next day, and I knew we needed to do an after show, and I had covered most of my vacation on this show, and so I did a daily update, right, from the ship and from where I was. Daniel had expected that we were going to go longer. He thought I was going to have a bunch of stuff to talk about on the mix for the trip. But the thing is, he doesn't like repeated stories. And again, I told everything on my daily show. So I saved a couple of things specifically for the mix. And then the rest was on my show, on this show. And I felt like, you know, if I went into excruciating detail once, I'm not going to do it again. But anyway, regardless, we did record. And then during our level 13 recording, which is our super secret behind the scenes club. I'm sleepy. Ugh, sorry. The behind the scenes club for the mix, we put extra recordings there. So after we record the main show, we stay on the air and record, you know, for another half an hour. It depends on how sleepy we are. We're getting older. So we used to stay up till 2 and 3 in the morning. And now, you know, it's earlier than that. But we did that. And then I had to go down and put the whatever it was. It was either blankets or towels, put them in the dryer. I put the other load in and then in the washer. And then after we finished and we logged off, I went down, put the thing that was in the washer in the dryer, folded the things that were in the dryer, and I watched TV for another hour while I was waiting on the dryer cycle to finish and I needed to fold the blankets. And I just kind of straightened up because Mark was coming back on Saturday. The other thing that I did, oh, I didn't talk about this. The other thing that I did was my parents met me at the airport so that I could drop Mark's vehicle off. And so I drop it off or I'm waiting for them. They had gone out of town. I was keeping Tabitha, their dog, and Sydney and Tabitha were just laying on the floor. So I had gotten them to calm down and behave and not fight and stuff like that. And so I thought they were going to be home between, you know, around 6 or 7. And I needed to figure out what I was going to eat for dinner, you know, cook dinner or whatever the case may be for myself. I needed many things that I needed to do. I needed to prep for the mix. But the problem is their dog Tabitha is very needy. She follows me everywhere. And so I was like, okay, I'll just sit on the couch and watch TV so that I have peace until my parents get home. And then they message me or call me and they're like, oh, it looks like we're going to be home around 8 o'clock. I was like, crap, because we start recording the gay mix at 9 and I needed to eat dinner. I needed to, do all my prep for the gay mix, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why I didn't start the laundry, because again, I could have started the laundry, but it's just with Tabitha here, it's just hard to get anything done because she is just a handful. And so anyway, straightened up, went to bed, got up in the morning and left and went to my haircut. Nothing much to report in the haircut. I was really tempted to, I got there, I bought some kolaches next door because the kolache place that we like closes at 2. And I got there about 1:30 and my haircut wasn't going to be finished until 3:30, 4, whatever time. It takes a while. It was a cut in, so. And they'd already be closed. And we have a particular Sloppy Joe kolache that we love. And so I bought 4 of those. And then I went in, I put them in the refrigerator in the hair. They have a little water fridge. And I said, hey, can I put my kolaches in this fridge to keep them? And they said, well, we've had customers take strange things out of that refrigerator. They assume everything in that fridge is free because the water's free. I said, well, we'll just have to risk it because I didn't want to leave them in the car in the hot sun. And they offered me, they were doing some special open house. They gave me $100 gift card to their, they have a new med spa in my hair salon where they do Botox and they do microdermabrasion and they do like all of these facial treatments, fillers. And they gave me $100 gift card for that because they were giving away these gift cards for their open house. They also tried to sell me one of those LED hair baseball caps. Basically, it's this red LED and it's supposed to stimulate hair growth. And so a lot of people use them. I've considered trying one, but they're very expensive. But they were like, oh, it's 50% off today. Which is a lot because if you get the top of the line LED baseball cap, I think it's called capillary or capillus or something. I don't know. If you get that, they're like $3,500. So 50% off is a lot. I mean, you'd get it for $1,700 or something. But I decided not to do it because I found some on Amazon that I think are the same brand and they're cheaper than what they sell it at my hair salon. So if I do end up spending that much money on it, which I haven't even decided if I'm going to do it, but if I were to do it, I would want to look on, shop around and see if I could get it, you know, any cheap, because they have to, they add a markup to it. So they make some money when they sell one, right? So, you know, it's not going to be the cheapest possible thing at the salon. So did that and drove home because Mark was getting home. And so we were texting a little bit as I was driving. I downloaded Longmire because I'm almost finished with season 6 of Longmire, which is it. There are no more seasons. It was canceled after season 6 on Netflix. But so I watched some episodes of that on my way there and back. Picked up some food. Mark got here about 30 minutes before I did. And but I didn't have time to cook, so I picked up food and then came home and we had dinner. We watched some YouTube stuff because it was so late and we couldn't decide what we wanted to watch TV-wise. Although we do need to catch up with the reality stuff because I believe Big Brother has already announced a winner. And we're like 3 weeks behind Survivor now. So who knows? They may be close to announcing a winner. I don't even know at this point. But so we need to do that. But anyway, so we had a relaxing couple hours before we went to bed, just watching some YouTube and eating dinner. And then today, I had church this morning, nothing to really report there. I cooked burgers for lunch with some turkey that I had. And then we went to Beetlejuice the musical. And I wasn't sure what to expect. I've seen Beetlejuice the movie. I did not go see Beetlejuice, which is the movie, the 2024 movie. Now what I want to do is on Halloween or Halloween weekend, I want Mark and I to watch Beetlejuice and Beetlejuice, like back to back. It's been out long enough that I think we could stream it at this point. I don't know that for sure, but I feel that's what I want to do for Halloween, maybe. Anyway, we went to the musical, wasn't really sure what to expect, because, like I said, I hadn't seen it in a long time, and I don't remember whether I enjoyed the movie or not. The main guy was really funny. He did a really good job playing Beetlejuice, and one of the characters that was that lady from Schitt's Creek, Catherine something or other, I didn't realize she does the same character in everything that she's in, because that Schitt's Creek character is literally anyway, the actress in this Broadway show tried to do kind of a Catherine O'Hara or Catherine, whatever her name is. I was like, Mark, do you recognize who she was kind of mimicking? And he's like, oh yeah, the lady from Schitt's Creek. I was like, yeah, exactly. Anyway, it was good. It was funny. It was enjoyable. The set was great. They had all these projection plus sets. It was so good. And then when we came home, I raked some leaves in the front yard, and that's it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.